Law enforcement has pushed back against protesters in West Suburban Broadview, where pepper spray and tear gas was again deployed by immigration agents this morning. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest.
Protesters stood outside an additional entrance on 25th Avenue in Harvard after Homeland Security put up a fence on Beach Street earlier this week. Curtis Evans was back carrying an American flag despite getting tear gassed last Friday.
I'm here nonviolently. It's not what I'm against. It's what I'm for. I'm for the ideas and ideals that our country stands for.
Dozens of protesters moved closer to the entrance on Harvard after their efforts to block an SUV from entering saw agents respond with pepper balls. That sent a chemical into the air and lots of coughing from those around without respirators or masks. In Broadview, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.